November 2023. Powerful fated endings, new beginnings, redirection. 111 and 11. So a 2 month partnership, realignment, and off with those rose tinted shades, facing those traumas and demons. November 2023 is the beginning of the aftermath of the days of the eclipse. Looking at our lives, assessing who is in and who is out. These karmic culminations are what we are healing from, working through some trauma bonds and wounds and some codependency patterns, or the rescuing persona. Where is one the martyr and where is one the victim? Where are we caught in our cycles of avoiding our realities? What is now and what is next? With any new beginnings, November offers this amongst the havoc that comes from the post-eclipse effect, what has come up for us to heal and complete. Who must stay and who must go? It's as simple as that. So reflecting on issues and cycles that were prevalent in November 2021. Was it a love thing or a financial thing or both? Now the realignment in our fated direction. Are we hitting our heads against a wall and repeating old patterns, even though our intuition and gut is screaming no? Or are we evolving? Be it love, partnership, reconsiderations in career, investment, and finances. It can be all a bit of a blur right now. November the 1st is a triple one day, a day of optimistic energy, new beginnings, and a new start to the month. Scorpio season is about unraveling of the darkness of previously hidden truths. The eclipse won't let us ignore issues any longer. It is a 2 month. An 11 is a master number. 2 in numerology is about partnership, friendships, and reevaluating them all. No more covering up, no more illusions or self-deception. We face the truth head on. This is not always easy or pretty. The truth hurts. Looking at our deep and wounded hearts, ruminating in our minds of the hows and the what ifs, examining our business partnerships, our love partnerships. After huge truths have been highlighted, rose-tinted shades of points of views are now faced with fact, and we are left strategizing a path forward amidst this 2023-7 chaotic time. A time of change and resolution. November is a perfect time for achieving and setting these goals. Strategizing, setting boundaries, no is no. The Beaver Moon in November is a time for honesty. What is working and what isn't? Mars in Scorpio throws an unforeseen curveball at us, allowing us to detach and realign. No more eyes wide shut scenarios, just brutal truths of betrayals or financial and emotional traumas and loss, forcing us to face the world with new eyes. Looking back at what arose for us on the November 2021 time and unexpected fated redirections and endings. November is profound new beginning time. Around the first, the triple one energy, the recent eclipse and review. November the 3rd, the Sun is in Jupiter, strong energy. November the 4th, Saturn goes retrograde and back now direct into Pisces. Clarity starts to occur as the planet goes direct. Venus is the planet of relationships, so we need to watch for power plays with love and relationships at this time. On the 8th of November, Venus goes into Libra, easing of tensions and balance, a great day of manifestation. November the 10th is a time for imagination and exploration as Mercury goes into Sag. The 13th of November, the Sun is opposite Uranus, surprise time, scattered energy, shake-ups. The 13th is also new moon in Scorpio, a perfect time to manifest desire. 14th of November, Scorpio new moon. Fears and transformation can now begin. We must look at authenticities and inauthenticities of where we have been stuck. The shifts will begin. 22nd of November, the Sag season begins, more playful, but Scorpio makes us dig deep. The 24th of November, Mars enters Sagittarius, time for a bit of adventure and travel, even into our own souls to gain perspective. November the 23rd, the Sun squares Saturn, making a list at this time will help, going through it methodically. November the 25th, Mars shows to be an intense time, fiery, high-spirited. We'll look at how we've grown. Saturn also moves into Pisces. It can be a bit of a push-pull dynamic. And the world and conflicts around this can escalate. November the 27th, we enter the Gemini full moon, about releasing what is no longer required and in alignment in our lives, closure time. November the 28th, the Sun is conjunct Mars, a time to grow and evolve and perhaps start over. Are you starting out afresh? Are you pushing your boundaries to explore out of your comfort zone? Are you evolving or are you just repeating? It is a time of evolve or repeat. So such a chaotic redirection of letting things go, wrapping things up, closing up our stories. So by March 2024, there will be a finale and we will be on our true North Node fated paths. Hoping you enjoyed this interpretation. Thank you for listening. By Lauren.